John Lewis, the once revered civil rights activist, is a long way from his activist roots from which he derives his fame. Since joining the U.S. government as a congressman, Lewis has become a puppet to wield against the enemies of the Democratic Party elites. Lewis has interjected himself once again into the realm of political high drama by pushing the big lie that Russia hacked the elections. What they mean to say is that there may be very flimsy secret evidence that DNC emails showing collusion between the Clinton campaign and the DNC to rig an election primary favoring Clinton were obtained by Russian hackers, and if the voting public had not learned of the unethical dealings, she might be the president-elect instead of Donald Trump. During the Democratic primary, John Lewis soiled himself when he stood in front of a podium representing a super PAC and lied by omission in casting doubt on Bernie Sanders' civil rights record and suggested that he did not know of any of the work that Sanders had done while a member of CORE. But Lewis said he did know the Clintons during that period, when in fact the record shows Clinton was a Republican Goldwater girl. When called out for his obvious fabrications, Lewis walked back his comments. Lewis has been caught in yet another lie by fact checkers, as he claims Trump's inauguration will be the first one he has missed, when in fact he has boycotted George Bush's inauguration not that very long ago. Political theater is old hat for Mr. Lewis. Lewis traded in on his civil rights fame for a seat on the board of USA Inc., and since joining, he has not advocated for the release of any of the political prisoners part of the movement for Black power during the 60s era. As President Obama releases a few non-Black political prisoners, John Lewis has never once spoken out for the release of Mumia Abu-Jamal or advocated for Assata Shakur or for any of those who risked their lives fighting against racism, white supremacy, and a police state in the 60s, 70s, and 80s and find themselves in prison today. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News commentary. Join me on the world's number one Black digital radio and podcasting platform, BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.